Maz Hakeem. Maz spilling the tea. A Virgin Radio 104.4 podcast. Download the podcast now.
On this week's episode of Spill the Tea with Maz, we've got the beautiful Hanan Sobati, who heads up Arabian Gazelles. I'm sure you've heard of it. They are the first and only women's super club in the world. Such a pleasure to have you here. Welcome, Hanan.
Hello, Maz. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here. So firstly, I need you to tell me, what do the Arabian Gazelles do? How did this all start?
Well, today actually is our third anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so technically 3 years old.
Okay.
Well, it's as you mentioned, the first supercar club for women.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started simply because of frustration of the existing landscape.
Yes.
I mean, I thought somebody has to do something about it. Somebody has to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all actually, all bona fide driver, we all have the same passion. So I thought women have to be represented and listened to as well.
Of course.
So heard. So that has, you know, the Arabian Gazelles now, which counts around 120 passionate, empowered women in the club.
Wow, that's exciting. So 120 women.
With few on a waiting list, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And how often do you go for, I guess, drives and I guess, do you need a lot of money in the bank?
Well, see, the first requirement to join the Gazelles is mm-hmm. to own a supercar.
Yes.
Okay, so these women have all of a certain caliber mm-hmm. and at different stages of life.
Yes.
How often we meet, we do once a month minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ranges between track days to drag races to luxury drive experience to mm-hmm. Weekend away. Basically, we all get together and drive. And we added also the charity drives because we thought we are lucky enough to be able to live this passion. And so we want to give back to the community.
So what's involved in the charity drives?
Well, we have done a couple of charity drive with the Rashid Center for People of Determination.
Yes.
We have done with Senses as well. So we collect funds, we raise awareness. Mm-hmm. We are actually working on our next charity drive, which is scheduled on Autism Day on the mm-hmm. 3rd of April.
Yep.
And that would be a big rally of supercar women and bikers as well.
Yes.
So we are working and looking forward to that charity drive. Yes.
What's the most expensive car in the whole lot?
Oh.
Oh, what's the most exciting car?
Well, there are a few.
Okay.
Really, they're all really exciting and tempting, really. But it ranges from all the brands that we know.
Yes.
And the Ferrari, the Lamborghinis, the McLaren, the Aston mm-hmm. Martins. And basically, they're all supercar, which means it's they all have this combination of power and torque, design,
mm-hmm.
and basically all these are super in a supercar that are part of the Arabian Gazelles.
Yes. And does everybody stare when you all arrive?
Actually, we do stop the traffic when we do. Simply, people expect to see men stepping out of cars like these. So we get the thumbs up, a lot of support from people who get to see us on the road.
Yeah. Mm. I was actually reading a quote by somebody who I think is, it was either yourself or somebody who's a part of the group, and they said, when they arrive somewhere, people always expect someone's, you know, wife or sister or daughter to get out of the car. Like, they just expect, you know, that car either to belong to someone else or, you know, for your identity to be recognized by someone else.
Exactly.
Did you find that when you started driving?
Yes, of course. That was one of the reasons, actually, that pushed me forward and pushed me in creating Arabian Gazelle, which is, when I was turning up to event like that, test mm-hmm. drive or an automotive event, they always think that I am here to be with a man.
Or yes.
They automatically think you are the passenger,
mm-hmm.
you know. So So I thought that was, you know, in the beginning it was, you know, I was happy to explain that I am here to drive and my husband is not into these things.
Yeah.
And I actually call the shots, you know.
I love that.
So and I thought, you know, I'm sure there are women out there mm-hmm. who are in the same frustrating situation.
Yeah.
And would love to have a platform like this, because what's happening is that Arabian Gazelle, it's becoming more than a car club. It's really this platform of, mm-hmm. of like-minded women that are actually connecting and networking and creating companies between them, which is one of the success stories of the club.
Yes. And I find that, you know, exceptional, especially in the Middle East, because I find it is so empowering for a lot of the women, right?
That's true. And people... don't expect to see a club like this born in this region
yes.
of the world.
Yes.
So we've been really acting as ambassador of the region, like say, look, we you know, we have this freedom and this amazing opportunity to live our passion. And this passion has always been a male dominated pursuit. And we are here to change, you know, this story.
Yeah.
Now we had a couple of, you know, occasions where, we shocked people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people came down to see this club that is born was born in Dubai.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. And I see you've had a lot of sort of international exposure as well, which is, like you said, great for the Middle East.
Absolutely. You know, we had journalists flying in, you know, then Vogue USA,
wow.
Forbes, CNN, BBC, you know, everybody's coming down to really have a closer look to this club, apparently. The first in the world.
Wow. So it is the first. This is insane that it doesn't exist anywhere else.
Yes. And there is nowhere better than Dubai to really have this club in this region. Maximum.
Absolutely. Mm. So my podcast is called Spill the Tea with Maz. So we normally give out either one bit of juicy information or something that you can give that would be like spilling the tea. If there is something that you can
share. You caught me off guard here. Like a scoop kind of thing?
Or just something juicy, something that happened maybe that you didn't expect. Just anything that's, you know, that you could share or spill the tea on.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scoop then.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we actually been contacted by a big studio / production company.
Okay.
That are actually working on the life right of the gazelles and trying to create something around that.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah. You're like, so I've just told you. Yeah. Don't do anything with that information. So like a documentary style.
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's incredible. Because I guess not only, I mean, supercars are exciting, but like you said, you've got this platform that's telling stories of, you know, of different women.
Yes, the thing is, when we first started, of course, we needed support of car manufacturer to kind of help us in creating events and test driving their cars.
Yeah.
So it was not easy in the beginning because they really thought that these women are just what they call Jamaica Janes.
Yes, yeah.
Nothing to do, just, you know, lucky to have someone in the back or a husband that, you know. But of course, you know, every man, especially I meet with this kind of perception, we sit with them and explain that Arabian Gazelle is actually, you know, more than 50% of them have bought their own car.
Yeah.
And others are C-suite executive and business owners. And yes, we do have housewives that, you know,
Are lucky enough to earn
and also have stopped their career so their husband could really excel.
Yeah.
So we'd always had to explain to them that this group that you're seeing is actually your target market and women influence the decision making when it comes to buying cars.
Absolutely.
So there is no reason why they should discount us or overlook us. You know, we're here to stay.
Yeah.
And they understood that. And now we are invited to panel discussion, round table, around, you know, talking about design, or they ask us actually, what we think of the car.
Right.
And what could we add to the car, which is amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I recently was on a panel in India about women in technology. And one of the women actually said, she made a great point. She said, do you realize that all the cars that are tested, even, you know, from things like air conditions to cars, everything is tested based on what a man likes. Even the seating, like the, you know, the space between your knees to the chair, you know, the rear view mirrors, everything. All of that is tested around men. They're discounting 50% of women.
And it's even worse when it comes to another category of cars, which are supercars.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
But maybe they put they put some effort on four-wheel mommy's car, how we call them.
The soccer moms.
Exactly. But when it comes to supercar, they had no idea that we actually, you know, are there and are loving these fantastic high-performance cars.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why we should stay... cheerlead from the pits or
absolutely forget cheerleading. I want to be in the driver's seat.
That's it.
I did have an experience with McLaren many years ago, except I was so silly. I was just so overwhelmed that I was in this car. I had it for about a week and a half, and I wasn't paying attention. I put my fingers in and I closed the door on my finger.
Oops.
So I broke my finger.
Oh my God.
And it's literally a story. I will never forget McLaren because it was such an incredible experience. And I was just, I think, so overwhelmed.
I hope at the end of the experience, not at the beginning.
No, it was the end. I think it was the second last I did. But even then, I mean, it was still all totally worth it. It was all totally worth it.
No, we have a lot of women actually who morphed from soccer mommy.
Soccer moms
driving those four wheel cars to supercars. Just the minute they sat behind the wheel of the supercar, and of course we organized that for them on track with instructors and all.
Yeah,
they completely are changed. People, even the confidence is boosted.
Of course, yeah.
And they,
it's so empowering, right?
It is.
Even the sound of a supercar, you know, being in the driver's seat, it does 100%. Make you feel very, very empowered. For some novices like me, what is considered a supercar? Like, what is the lowest form, I guess, of like for someone who wants to enter? What's the
Well, we have a set cars, models, and brands.
Right.
I can mention them.
Of course,
the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, and then certain models of cars.
Yeah. Okay.
For example, an Audi R8.
Okay, yes.
But anything else, no.
Okay, yeah.
So this kind of preset kind of requirement.
Yes.
But of course, we do organize event for women that are still, you know, deciding if this is for them, you know.
Yeah.
So so that for them, we do experiences usually with the instructor to give them that confidence that they can actually drive these cars.
Right.
Because they've been always told by the husband that these are his cars and that she should, you know,
be on the sideline.
Yes,
or,
And even when I meet them, they're like, Hanan, please. Don't make her change her mind. Let her be there.
I was going to say, when a lot of the husbands or the partners meet you, are they like, oh, please don't talk to her?
No, yes.
She might make you feel empowered.
I was shocked, actually, by some of them who really think, oh, she can't drive it. No, it's...
That's
unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, thankfully, they've seen what we've been doing, and they. Some of them called me to you know, the last one who called me was asking for his wife's birthday.
He's
like, what kind of car she would like? What do you think I should do?
Right.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
From a total no, it's not like she can't. Yes. Blah blah blah. To, I think she, you know, and voila, you know, so things are changing.
Things are changing, and you were giving people that platform and that opportunity. So I think you should be very proud of yourself.
I had a lot of help. I mean, the last of which was the Dubai Motor Show, which has given me, you know, a platform to be there as a first supercar club.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did, because I was not interested in giving leaflets or, you know, So I asked for a platform where we can interview women that are in the club, because I want to highlight the, the profile of women that make up the Arabian Gazelles.
Yeah.
So we had the doctors, we had lawyers, we have designers, we had all these kinds of women came down to Dubai Motor Show to speak about what they do and their passion for supercars.
Wow. Where can people follow Arabian Gazelles and follow you?
Well, it's Arabian Gazelles Instagram.
Okay.
So this is where we are.
And you've got a website also?
We have a website as well.
Okay, great. ArabianGazelles.com. Okay,
that's right.
Perfect. It's such a pleasure, Hanan, to have you in studio. Thank you for spilling the tea with me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.